International Bible Studies, Lesson for December 21st, Christ Died for Us, Key Verse. If, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Romans 5 verse 10, American Standard Version. Selected Scripture, Romans 5 verse 6 through 11. In our selected scripture passage, the Apostle Paul explains that God showed His great love toward us. In that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who willingly gave His perfect human life as a ransom or redemption price for all mankind. John 3 verse 16 and 17, John 10 verse 17 and 18, 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 and 6. A clear understanding of the ransom from these and other scriptures enables us to comprehend many aspects of God's plans and purposes. It also serves as a constant reminder that there are no works we can or could do by ourselves in order to gain eternal life. The Apostle Paul states, "By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9. The Apostle also identifies mankind's helpless condition, and that we were without strength to rescue ourselves from sin and death. Romans 5 verse 6. He points out that through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed unto all men. Verse 12, American Standard Version. Paul further states that the wages of sin is death, but not eternal torment. Romans 6 verse 23. While all mankind was in this hopeless situation, Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5 verse 6. The Apostle then emphasizes that if by the trespass of the one, perfect man, Adam, the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, the perfect man, Jesus Christ, abound unto the many. Verse 15, American Standard Version. This unmerited gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 verse 23. Paul teaches us that reconciliation back to God is only through faith in the blood of Jesus' sacrifice, the ransom for all. He writes, "While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." Romans 5 verse 10 and 11, American Standard Version. Having this standing, we are now in position to receive the additional blessing of understanding and appreciating that at the present time there is a heavenly calling, a high calling of God. Hebrews 3 verse 1, Philippians 3 verse 14. This is available to those who by faith accept Jesus as their ransom price and the basis for their reconciliation to God, and who additionally consecrate their all to do the will of God. Those who are faithful unto death will receive the crown of life, that is, immortality as spirit beings. They will be part of the New Jerusalem and will constitute the bride for God's dear Son. Revelation 2 verse 10, 21 verse 2 and 9. Together with Christ their head, they will serve as priests to reconcile mankind back into harmony with God in the kingdom. Revelation 20 verse 4 and 6. Let us give more diligence that we might make our calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1 verse 10, American Standard Version. The Apostle Paul admonishes the Lord's followers, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified with Him. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us ward." Romans 8 verse 17 and 18, American Standard Version.